Hey there, awesome people. It's your boy Logan Cruz, back with another dose of the Balanced Stoic. Today, we're diving into something super important, practicing self-compassion in everyday life. You know that feeling when you mess up, trip, and fall, or just generally have one of those days where everything seems to be going wrong? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those moments with more kindness and understanding towards yourself? Think about it. We're so quick to offer support and encouragement to our friends and loved ones when they're struggling, right? We tell them it's okay, you're doing great, just keep going. But how often do we extend that same level of compassion to ourselves? Self-compassion isn't about coddling yourself or making excuses for your shortcomings. It's about recognizing that you're human, that everyone makes mistakes, and that it's okay to not be perfect all the time. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, care, and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Logan. Trust me, I get it. But let me break down 5 key takeaways to help you practice self-compassion in your everyday life. 1. Acknowledge your pain. This one seems obvious, but sometimes we try to push our feelings down and pretend everything is fine. First things first, give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling, whether it's sadness, frustration, anger, or anything else. Don't judge your emotions, just acknowledge them. Ever felt like your thoughts were racing and you couldn't catch a break? Acknowledge that overwhelm. Don't fight it. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine a friend came to you with the same problem you're facing. What would you say to them? Would you be harsh and critical, or would you offer support and understanding? Chances are, you'd be more compassionate with your friend than you are with yourself. So start treating yourself like you would treat your best pal with kindness, empathy, and a whole lot of love. 3. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting carried away by them. Think of mindfulness as a mental reset button. When you feel yourself spiraling into negativity, take a few deep breaths, focus on your surroundings, and gently guide your attention back to the present moment. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and qualities that make us special. Instead of dwelling on your weaknesses, take time to appreciate your strengths. Make a list of things you're good at, big or small, and remind yourself of them regularly. Remember, you're capable and worthy. 5. Challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic who can be pretty harsh sometimes. Pay attention to the negative thoughts you have about yourself and challenge their validity. Are they really true? What evidence supports them? Chances are, your inner critic is exaggerating things or focusing on the negative. Think about a time when you were super hard on yourself for making a mistake. Maybe you spilled coffee all over yourself in public, forgot an important appointment, or didn't perform as well as you hoped on a project. Now imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion instead. Would you have reacted differently? Would you have offered yourself the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a friend in a similar situation? Remember, practicing self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up and fall back into old patterns of negative self-talk. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, forgive yourself, and keep practicing. Every small step you take towards being kinder to yourself makes a difference in the long run. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you practice self-compassion in your everyday life. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little extra kindness and understanding. And as always, keep striving for balance and strength. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.